Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, yeah. We got him screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got him screaming D-Lo, KC. KC, D-Lo, D-Lo, we your number one spot. We your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two, we in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, we your number one spot.
Hey, one more time. We welcome you in here to the Thursday, January 9th edition of D'Lo and KC. I'm Damian Borling.
The ultimate needle mover in God Bone himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we are live.
From the worst slums of Sacramento.
Oh, but them slums ain't so bad right now.
No, they're all right. It's all right.
And we appreciate it's you okay. So much for being with us. Speaking of, you see who was out to dinner last night?
I did see who was out to dinner last night.
Yeah. De'Aaron Fox, and might not have been last night. Could have been the night before. De'Aaron Fox and Mike Brown looked like they was at Q together.
Yeah.
Shout out to Chef Q for posting that picture. Good stuff there. Glad Mike Brown's still around.
I got something set up to go to Q.
A word?
Yeah, I got something.
Hey.
Ready to go. I'm ready to make that move. Hey. Far, far overdue.
I recommend everything. The lobster bites, these are appetizers. Uh-huh. This is just the appetizer. The lobster bites, the beef and blue. Mm. They don't the fried fish with the head chopped off.
You told me about the fish. Bro, love me some fish, man.
Bruh,
so I don't know.
That might be the one.
I don't know, man, because you know I love steak.
Tell Cuter. Okay, then you go cowboy ribeye.
But I want fish.
Well, then bring out the fried fish with the head on.
All right. Well, I don't have your money, so I can't just be doing that.
Well, it's not. I'm gonna tell you right now, dog. It's not a cheap dinner. It's not a cheap
dinner.
That's
what I'm saying. I got.
But it's worth it. It's worth every penny.
I get one then, and I'll come back and get the other.
Them lobster bites are fire, though. Mm,
I can't wait. I'm.
That's my favorite restaurant, man. It's not even close.
I am looking forward to it. Hey, at this one, will I have to go back there and make the steak myself?
No. They'll make it for you.
All right, cool.
You don't have to worry about leaving with
that happens? Like, you can go somewhere and they'll make. Oh, okay.
Yeah, and they won't bring you out a side salad that's nothing more than cherry tomatoes and lettuce. So we went out to eat last night at a place in which you had to cook your own food. Now, to be clear, go ahead.
Is it Korean barbecue?
Nope.
Oh, no,
really? Nope. It's not Korean barbecue.
The hell, where'd you go?
Nope. So,
did you go to someone's house?
Place will remain nameless. But
I mean, it was a nice spot. Like, it was cool.
It wasn't for me.
It was cool.
Did you notice when we left, like, country music started playing over the loudspeakers? You didn't notice that? I was like, well, we're getting out of here right on time.
Yeah, I didn't notice that.
Yeah. So
I didn't notice that.
The place that you go to, again, I will repeat, this was not Korean barbecue.
No.
There was no, it wasn't hibachi. There was no like grill at your table. No, nothing like that.
No.
You would order.
It wasn't even at your table.
Nope. You had to get up and go to the community grill with your New York strip.
Yeah.
Or your ribeye. Or with your portobello mushroom that was marinated and wrapped in foil. Mm-hmm. A hot dog. Well, or a hamburger.
Yeah, that got a little crazy.
Did it come with a paycheck, too?
Didn't come with a paycheck. The sides were trash. Just absolute garbage. It was like garlic bread or like salad. And you had to pick.
The garlic bread was good. You didn't have any?
No, it didn't have cheese all over it?
No.
Oh, it didn't?
No, it was good.
Oh.
It was good. You had to make that yourself, too.
Well, yeah, you had to grill it. It gave you grilling instruction. What I thought was funny... Is it you want to grill the portobello mushroom for 7 minutes? You want to grill the shrimp for 7 minutes, six minutes? Mm-hmm. No instructions on how to grill the steaks.
No instructions.
No clue how hot the grill is. So
that's a good point.
So you're walking over there. It's poorly lit.
Oh, I couldn't see nothing.
And like you're trying to season, and you're like, did I just season the floor or this $48 ribeye that I have to cook myself?
I'm not gonna lie, I'm a little flabbergasted.
Oh, you're a little flabbergasted. If I reveal too much, people are gonna figure out the restaurant.
I'll just say, it was fine to me.
Who picked this spot? We don't know.
People are pointing fingers at each other.
There's rumors.
I could have just did that at home.
There's rumors that it was someone down the hall.
I have an idea.
God bless her. She's just trying to help.
Oh, no. It's
No. She's just trying to help. And she's like, this looks cool. And picked this place. And the thing that killed us is it's a 30-second walk from one of our favorite places.
You should have took that walk.
But what? And so the second, hey, y'all know such and such is... It's right there.
It's right there, man.
No, we're good. I was like, it's...
We would have had a good time over there.
Oh, my God.
Everybody would have loved that.
Oh, my God. We'd still be there.
Yeah, facts. Facts.
In any event.
But...
Did you wash your dishes, too?
I got out of there before they made us.
I'm just thankful I got my water refilled.
But I will say, I got a little bit of a different... ending on, it was fine. It was all right. It was just, I wasn't expecting it. The drink was good. I had a nice little drink, a little cranberry and vodka. That was some good stuff. My steak was good. It was a little lightly seasoned because, like you said, I couldn't see.
Can't see it. By the way, we were in charge of seasoning it.
Did you go complain to the chef? Did you complain to yourself?
That's what I'd be complaining to, myself. I'd have to look in the mirror. But I thought it was good. Like I said, the garlic bread was good. My steak was good. It was all right.
There were people there who don't do this, right? So Justine, our dear friend, is like, hey, could you cook this for me? Like, I was like, I got you. Like, I'll cook it for you. Like, I'm an expert. Yeah. You know, me and Gavin. I was fine. The strip is a little thinner. So the ribeye takes a little bit longer. Strip is a little bit thinner. The strip got cooked maybe a little bit more than I would have liked, but Justine was happy. Mine was fine. The amount of steaks that I saw where people had to leave bites on their plate because it was a little too red for their comfort was steep. And poor Megan. Megan's been back to work off of maternity leave for 6 seconds.
Yeah.
All the girl wants is a hamburger. She goes and grills the hamburger. She's like, oh, I got it. It's fine. It's a hamburger. She goes and grills it. Comes back and makes and I'm watching her, of course, because she does the grilling mistake where she just keeps flipping it and then smashing it with the spatula. You don't need to do that. There's no need for that.
Mm.
Brings the hamburger back, cuts it open, and I'm like, God damn it. It's like, what's wrong? It's not cooked. I hate this.
She gets back up. Cal mood back to her.
Goes and grills it again for another 5 or 6 minutes. Again, the poor girl just wants to eat.
I would have took my ass to McDonald's and got a Big Mac, bro.
Comes back, cuts it open again. Oh, I'm just going to eat the part that's cooked. And starts just cutting her hamburger with a knife. She can't eat the actual hamburger anymore because it's not cooked all the way through. The worst concept ever created. Then 45 minutes later, we get a text from one of our bosses. Y'all know who it is, the tribal chief. He's out at dinner. He's out at a real dinner.
Just a full meal.
Real food that he didn't have to cook himself.
Bro, I'm irritated for you guys.
Worst
a full meal
concept ever. Oh, and then you watch the guys who you know have been there. For like a couple, they've been there before.
Yeah.
Like, and we were watching this one guy who he puts whatever he had on, and he comes over there and he's grabbing seasonings off the side. And mind you, you're supposed to season your food on the side.
Yeah.
Not my man.
Oh, he was on the grill.
Not my man. He's on the grill and he's like, da 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 da. Puts it down, walks back over, ducks under the thing. Da 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 da. Babe, you want me to get yours? Come on, I got you. I got you. This is what I do. Da, 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 da. And then you look at it, and then he walks away.
Oh, so you know that guy's hyped. We're going to dinner. Babe.
This was his night. So it was one of those things where we were watching this unfold.
Yeah.
Pretending these two are on a first date. And I'm just envisioning this guy going, yeah, I'm going to cook for you tonight. No. Not at the house. I'm going to take you out and cook for you.
We're going out, baby. We're going out. Yeah. It was okay.
You're
was
a good fine. Guy, Kenny.
You know what?
You're a good friend.
It was fine.
You're a good friend.
Now, what happened is, y'all know I don't cook. I don't even grill. I'm going to work on that in 2025. But Gavin... Bless him, you know, shout out to him. He's like, oh, don't worry, Casey. I'll cook the steak for you. I'll cook it. I was like, oh, man, hey, look. We right here at the same place. I ain't got no grown man cooking another steak for me. I got it.
I'll eat a rare if I have
I got
to.
It. So I handled it. And I don't even cook like that.
I give the place an F.
No, not
the whole concept is an F.
The way it's been described, there's no redeming qualities about
it. I lost 7 pounds from sweating.
Oh, well.
Because the grill is right there.
Steven, everybody was hot. I wasn't hot.
Stephen Brown's got it right. You could have stayed home and grilled. Everything you ate was probably at your house.
I could have made better sides. I could have done.
Well, the sides were iffy.
Again.
You get a mashed potato?
No.
Well, I got a mashed potato. It was cool.
It was a baked potato.
I mean, yeah, baked potato. What did I say, mashed potato? Baked potato. That was cool. It was cool. I give it a C-.
Now, the company was terrific. The people we were with.
Yes.
It was fantastic.
Yes.
But the true killer was the 30-second walk. That was the killer.
I'm not going to lie. You should have took some initiative and just walked out.
No, I thought about it.
Nah, that's a foul on KC, too, because the moment D-Lo was like, yeah, so-and-so places down the street, I would have got up. All right, let's go then. You got to help him out there. You got to help push that forward.
I could have had three of the biggest needle movers in the company would have pushed for the move, but no, KC and the other one, I won't say who. Nobody even told me.
What was the first thing I said?
It was the first thing I said. It was like, we might have to skip this thing. Hey, shout out to our boy Nick, too, at US
Bank. Shout out Nick, man. Big up Nick. Everybody going to know where we're talking about now. Jeez.
I mean, they threw it in the chatty house.
Did they?
Yeah.
Did they?
Yeah, they threw it in the chatty house. Yeah, it's in there.
I didn't acknowledge it, though. Oh, okay. I didn't acknowledge it. I mean, for the radio audience, I didn't acknowledge it.
Poor Megan had to eat a rare hamburger because everyone wanted to be nice.
Yeah, it sure is in the chat. Yep. All right.
I'll mark that one down.
Yeah.
I'd go back.
You would not.
I would.
For what?
The steak, no, the steak was a little over.
Bro, right? For me to have to do all that, it was a little over. Get the steak at Raley's and make it at the house.
Oh, sometimes you want to leave the house.
Hey, Casey, check this out.
But leave the house to go to Raley's to get the steak and go back home.
No, you want to go on an outing.
Hey, I can send you to a place where they cook it for you for the same price.
No, I dare you.
No, that's the killer. No. Like, no, it's the same price. No. Like,
whether you want to
buy,
in a bear market or
sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
They can cook it for you, Casey.
Take Jasmine on a date. Walk past our favorite spot, one of our favorite spots, and go, no, baby, we're not going in here.
No, see, that's
we're going to go grill some shrimp over here.
That's when I've already been to that place like maybe a day or two ago. So, you know, I'm not like jonesing for it. I'm not fiending for it. Right. I'll go over there any day. I'll go over there any day.
You get to that place and you forgot the garlic powder. Now your steak's all messed up.
And now the worst thing is I can't stop thinking about the other spot.
Yeah, well, understandable. Understandable. Yeah,
you would say I need some fixings. I don't know.
You guys took an L yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
No, a major L.
Yeah.
Hey, how much you pay for it?
No.
So yeah, I didn't take no L.
Yeah, that's true. True, it didn't cost us nothing.
I didn't take no L yesterday. I ate.
Shout out to my brother Aaron and my other brother Aaron.
Hey, shout out.
We'll come back.
Shout out David Fields.
Odyssey. This new brand of Odyssey is cooking, boy. We're cooking it ourselves, but... And anyways. I don't know. Maybe we'll start the show when D'Lo and Casey return here on Sacramento
Basketball.
Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. And another thing about that restaurant. No, I'm just kidding. I was concerned for a few people. I was looking around like, is everybody here? Okay. Y'all cooked it all the way through. Everybody's fine.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Everyone's fine.
I did get home, and I didn't get to relax and enjoy it as much as I would have liked. But I did catch a good chunk of OKC in Cleveland.
Man, I saw the highlights. I wanted to watch. I tried to stay away from everything. Mm-hmm. But when I got home, Milwaukee and San Antonio was on, and I was still staying away. I wasn't looking at the bottom line or nothing. And then that game was almost over, and Mark Jones goes, "What an impressive performance by Cleveland tonight, beating the Thunder." I saw Mark.
Yeah.
I just watched the highlights. Looked like a great game, though.
30 lead changes, no double-digit leads for either team, and it not to do too much, but. Do it here for January 9th. It felt like the two best teams in the league playing last night.
Sure. I mean, Cleveland now, records are records, standings. But you know what I mean? They have a 5.5 game lead over Boston for that one seed. Mm-hmm. And OKC just got done winning, 14 in a row? 15 in a row?
They had won 15. And I think Cleveland's now up to 11. Mm. 11 straight.
Mm. Yeah, so... It's nothing wrong with saying those were two best teams.
What a stretch, though, for OKC. They had New York on a who was on a run. I think Boston was in there.
Boston on Sunday, yep.
And then, you know, to take Cleveland. That's the top three teams in the East right there.
And to come out 2-1
and
the only losing on the road, that's a good look for them. Yeah. It's a good look, really good look, so – I looked at that game last night as I didn't really think it was a statement game for anybody, but if I had to choose one, it's probably a little bigger for Cleveland. You're at home. You know, a lot of people are already looking at OKC as a team that's a championship contender, but maybe not buying you if you're Cleveland. So that was an opportunity to let people know, like, no, we're here. We can beat any of the best teams in the league. They beat Boston, right? Because they lost the one game where they were undefeated, and then I think they played them a couple weeks later.
They meaning who? Cleveland?
Cleveland.
Yeah, Cleveland beat Boston.
Yeah. And I think somebody.
The second time.
Yeah, somebody didn't play. I think Jaylen Brown didn't play that game or something like that. But still, you beat them. You handled it. So you've beat everybody.
It's a 32-4 basketball team right now.
Man.
32-4. 19-1 at home.
Oof.
Man.
They are a problem at the crib. One of the defining games of the season, and I promise you, I'm not trying to shade or anything, but how they beat the hell out of the Warriors, Remember that? Remember they up by like 45 at the half or something like that?
Yeah.
And it's just like.
Who was that against again?
It was against the Warriors.
Oh.
It was against the Warriors.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? So, I think that might have started the downturn for the Warriors.
Damn shame what happened to those Golden State Warriors.
But I just remember that game and I was like, man, who'd they lose to at home?
Who moved up in the standings yesterday, by the way?
That's crazy. It happens.
It does.
It happens.
It does. It wasn't bad for Sacramento either, so I'll take it.
I'll take it all day.
That's actually a game I did want to watch, but didn't. I didn't get to watch all of this one like I wanted to. I did want to watch San Antonio Milwaukee. I know that's not as sexy as the other one, but I want to see that.
It's still Giannis versus Wimby. You know what I mean? And the two teams are decent, but you know that's a generational matchup right there.
Yeah.
You want to take a guess for who the Cavs' home loss was against?
Who the Cavs' home loss was against?
The 1-19-1.
Is it like the Hornets or something?
Not exactly.
Okay. It's not the Wizards.
No.
Okay. Who is it?
The Atlanta Hawks beat them at Cleveland. Two nights later, beat them in Atlanta. Cleveland has lost to Atlanta twice.
Okay.
Just an interesting tidbit.
Okay, okay.
Two of their four losses to the Atlanta Hawks.
I wonder
how good the Atlanta Hawks are.
I don't know, man.
Because they're only like, what, two games over 500?
Which is better than I expected.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're 19-18.
Mm.
Same record as the Detroit Pistons.
Yeah.
Troy Pistons 19-18 right now.
I'm about to be 20-18.
Who they got? Golden State?
Watch the Warriors mess around and win tonight. Everybody been counting them out for 48 hours.
Kings got Detroit coming up or no?
I don't think they do either.
Yeah, I don't think they do. That's my bad.
Yeah.
That's my bad.
They've already lost to them once. It's the final death blow.
Yeah, well. but we mentioned the Bucks. Before we get to that and kind of segue into some stuff here about the Western Conference. Does an MVP conversation have to start with Shea?
MVP conversation.
To me, the MVP conversation starts with two players. Shea is one of them.
Shea's one of them. I think it's three players.
Okay, who are your other two then? I'm assuming Shea is one.
Shea is one, and I'm putting Giannis and Jokic in there.
I'm not putting them in there right now. I think Donovan Mitchell deserves consideration for the MVP. I think
that would literally just be because his team is good. I don't think he has MVP numbers.
He doesn't, but he has an MVP game. He's adjusted his style of play to Darius Garland is eaten, Jared, everybody on Cleveland is eaten. And I don't know if that's their coach. I don't know if that's his mindset. I don't know what that is. But I think Donovan's having a really special season.
He's having a good season, and he gets – adjusting your game gets acknowledgement. There's no way he should be in the MVP discussion.
I think he deserves it over Jokic. Jokic putting up numbers. Like, what's Jokic numbers mean? Jokic numbers don't mean anything right now. They don't mean anything.
Well, no. Donovan shouldn't be there. And we were talking yesterday.
He's not in the top two for me.
We were talking yesterday about how much we love Donovan's game and the evolution of Donovan Mitchell's game. But... you know, he's sacrificed being in those conversations for the betterment of the team. We can acknowledge that, but he ain't in those conversations.
I disagree. Yeah, I completely disagree.
Not with those.
Numbers. I'm fine. I disagree. I'm fine putting Giannis in there because you're seeing a turnaround from his team. The turnaround's got to, you know, he's got to get back near the top of the conference.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the Bucks are absolutely capable of doing that. They've made some moves here with Chris Middleton and. They seem to have found themselves after a really rocky start to the season. I just think Donovan's season is a bit underappreciated because he's not putting up gaudy numbers. I think he's having a terrific season.
I understand and I respect that. I'm looking at Jokic's numbers right now.
The Jokic's numbers are crazy. Yeah,
that is ridiculous.
No doubt. Jokic's numbers are great for a 21-15 team. They're awesome.
That's
Cleveland's 32-4.
That damn near ain't no different than maybe they have a better record at the end of it. But what Westbrook did when he won MVP.
Yeah, it's the same. And that was Westbrook's first MVP.
And he should have won the MVP.
Well, I'm sorry. If we're going to get tired of Giannis putting up crazy
and
numbers.
And we don't. So we shouldn't do that to Jokic.
I could do it.
But we don't do that to Giannis.
But I don't have a vote, so I can do whatever I want.
But I'm saying we look at Giannis and we be like, yo, he deserves to win the MVP. Or I'll say Jokic deserves to win MVP because I'm not gonna do what they do to Giannis to Jokic.
Yeah, no, they could both be in the conversation, but I don't think Donovan should be excluded, and I think it should start with Shai.
That's fair. Shai.
That's the number one defense in like every category.
Yeah, Shai is. He's the they call it the straw poll or something like that. The straw. Yeah, that's what they call it. That's what they call it, the selection, the writers.
Wait, who's straw are you talking about?
Wait, what?
That's what they call the thing, the Bon Simpson, James Hamm, they doing the straw poll.
I don't know why it sounds funny when you say it, but it does. It's not funny when James says it, but for some reason when you say it, it's really
funny.
Casey's
not saying anything wrong either. It is a straw poll for the MVP or whatever.
SGA should be leading the straw poll.
I don't know. It just doesn't. It just sounds different from you. I don't know why.
I'm sorry, but yeah, just sorry.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
He got a flag on the technicality. Man, that's tough. That's tough.
Oh, man. SGA should be leading it. I'd probably go Giannis, Jokic. 2 and 3.
Mm. Man. Okay.
I don't know where I'd put Donovan. Because I don't know if I'd put him over Tatum.
Hmm.
But Donovan, I love what he's done, man. I love what he's done with his game. I love the leadership he's shown for this Cavs team. And maybe taking a step back on the stats to make sure everybody else is comfortable in a good spot and playing winning basketball. You know, he's been the prime example of winning basketball and sacrifice with the way that he's played this year, man. And I acknowledge that. I appreciate that. Because, we were talking about Donovan yesterday. Donovan been really good for a long time.
Yeah.
For a long time now.
Yeah.
And he's been a guy that has changed the fortunes of two franchises.
Mm-hmm.
Utah wasn't doing nothing before him. He got there. They changed their fortunes. They were good. They were number one seed in the Western Conference once, maybe even twice. He leaves there. They fall off. He goes to Cleveland. Cleveland, who had a little bit of a renaissance the year before he got there, catapults to another level when he gets there, man. And now it's culminated, I think, 3 years later. He's been there. This is his third year. And to them being, you know, record-wise, the best team in basketball. So salute to him, man. I like Donovan Mitchell a lot.
And shout out to the Bucks, who actually felt like it's too early to start talking about this type of stuff, but kind of did the Kings a solid last night.
They did. It's not too early.
No, well, clearly it's not. When you drop six games in a row, you start scoreboard watching real early, or as some people call it, pocket watching.
Yo, Jesse, you get your bags back.
You see what's going on. You realize I wouldn't even know this stuff if you guys didn't tell me. Like, you have to know I'm going to say something.
Wait, is that going on again?
No.
I think it is.
Is it?
I think it is.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. In any event. Yeah, it's not too early to start watching the scoreboard, I guess. And the Bucks win last night sent the Spurs to 18-19, the same record as the Sacramento Kings have. And... you know, with these road games coming up, of course, Boston coming up on Friday. Any Spurs, Warriors, Suns, Timberwolves loss that the good Lord wants to throw our way, we'll take them. I do want to point out real quick, I don't want to like sidetrack us too much, but I do feel for the Clippers and Lakers. They're facing extraordinary circumstances with what's going on, and in Southern California. I didn't know until this morning that JJ lost his house.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah, JJ. So the game tonight is postponed. The Lakers, I think it's Lakers Hornets, mm-hmm. was postponed. And you're probably going to get a lot of that. Like, it is so bad,
yeah.
what's going on out there. And I can only imagine how many of these, you know, players, families, team personnel, executives, trainers, all the, like the amount of people on those two teams that are affected is, you know, I obviously the people and the animals and the homes and the businesses that are gone. That's the story. We're trying to cover it from a sports component. You know, I think these guys are going to be working at a, you know, pretty sizable disadvantage,
yeah.
you know, maybe for a while. Again, I'm not trying to minute, but the Rams got a playoff game on Monday. Yeah. Like, how are you even at home?
Mm-hmm.
Which probably, I can't imagine that game gets played at home on Monday.
I can't either. I can't. Four days from that?
Yeah, like, the NFL already has a plan to move to Arizona. I think they know that they're going to have to move this game to Arizona.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's just tragic.
It is. It is. Like, it's yesterday, you just take a second to, and I didn't even know about JJ's house, but you just take a second to watch that coverage and see all the destruction and be like, yo, they lost their home.
Mm-hmm.
Where are they going to go? Like, where are these thousands of people, where are they going to go? They lost their home. Even God, you know, praying that they're okay, they got out and everything. Where are they going to go? Were they just going to get a hotel for months on end? Like, that's crazy when you, like, really think about it. Like, that's just tough, man. That is so tragic. And my thoughts and prayers go out to everybody down there affected by that.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I really don't know what I could say that matters, but it's brutal. It's brutal to watch that. I know Complex, our DJ over on 102.5, and our manager over at 102.5, he's that's where he's from. He's got a lot of family down there. He's dealing with a lot that's going down there, as so many of us are. But looking at it from a sports component, I just can't imagine what teams like the Lakers, the Clippers, and the Rams are going through,
yeah.
As they try to navigate, you know, two different versions of their real life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The professional aspect and the personal aspect. So
yeah.
We'll see. We already know Kawhi Leonard stepped away from the Los Angeles Clippers, and we know that the Lakers-Hornets game tonight has been postponed. I don't know what the upcoming Lakers schedule looks like, but I can't imagine a game is played in the vicinity of Los Angeles anytime over the next handful of days, because it doesn't look like it's calming down at all.
No, and I don't even know. Like I said, just talking about sports a little bit, like, how are the Rams practicing? Where is their practice? Like, how's that working out?
Man, that's a good question.
It's super unfortunate for them, but that's another obstacle for them trying to prepare for this game. And then as they're trying to navigate through that, then they may have to get on the plane and go to Arizona.
Yeah.
That's just tough, man. That's tough.
So the Los Angeles Times wrote 37 minutes ago, the NFL plans for Rams to host Vikings on Monday. But they are prepared to shift, and it'll probably be a last minute shift if they have to. What I'm actually looking to see is your question kind of intrigued me. Where are they practicing? Where are they practicing? They have a Woodland Hills facility. They're practicing as scheduled today.
They're in Woodland Hills?
Yeah, they're practicing as scheduled today.
That is not okay.
Is Woodland Hills... It's the Hollywood Hills.
Hollywood Hills is on fire, but Woodland Hills is like towards the valley and everything. And that's, they're going in towards the you know, the area that's.
I gotta. At
the very least, the air is bad there. You know what I mean?
Fire is such a bizarre thing. I got a crazy text earlier today on my way in. There's a winery, one of the pictures in my house. We're at a winery in Malibu, and it's gone. It's like, how? The fire jumped the Pacific Coast Highway. And like the house, like the there's a bunch of like the houses on the other side. Some are like Airbnb, some are people's homes. They're gone. And all I could think about is the fire jumped. The Pacific Coast Highway isn't, you know, it's not, you know, 50.
Yeah.
But it's a highway. I'm just like, nah, this isn't going to stop us. And just jump just over it like it's a video game and burn everything down.
Somebody was saying that the not just this one, but the way fires travel like that is like the fire particles or something. I forgot the exact word, but when the wind will just take it and say, you know, there's a fire in Elk Grove, wind just takes it. You don't know where that might go. It might take that particle to Natomas, fall on the wrong tree, and boom, that's where a fire starts there.
Yeah.
And it's like, man, this is, it's daunting. And I hope that, I hope they're able to, you know, kind of get this thing contained, man, because it's dangerous.
Obviously. It is, man. Hate to use the thoughts and prayers line.
Embers, yeah. Thank you.
Hate to use the thoughts and prayers line, but thoughts and prayers. I didn't mean to. I'm looking at the Western Conference, and I'd been thinking about that all morning. So we'll try to navigate what the Western Conference looks like without focusing too much on the Los Angeles teams, who obviously, you know, play a factor in this right now, because the Lakers, they're 20-16 right now, and that's kind of what they've been. You know, they had that really tough loss the other day to an undermanned Dallas Mavericks team.
Yeah, it was tough.
Then you got this Clippers team who, you know, maybe you felt like, all right, they, you know, they got Kawhi, they've been good. Maybe better than expected. And now it's like Kawhi's back. Okay, now Kawhi's stepping away. And also, they're navigating all of these same, you know, all of these same issues. And those are two teams right now, 20-16, 20-17, respectively, that are above Sacramento. When you look at just the win category, you got Minnesota at 19, Golden State at 18, San Antonio at 18, and Sacramento at 18. This thing, you know, you've got Boston coming up, and I know that's sitting in the back of everybody's mind, but this thing could turn around standings-wise for the Sacramento Kings really, really quick if what we're seeing with this group right now is real and sustainable.
Yeah, and I was talking to the insiders about this on the handoff, and the way that the standings are shaping out, the way just the season is with people maybe underperforming or whatever, it kind of feels like the West might be as stacked as it is, and all of a sudden it might be more like that Beam Team 1 year, where I don't know how many 51 teams we're going to see. You know, it could be a lot of teams, you know, around that 47 to 43 range, which would be a saving grace for the Kings because of how this season has started. But, you know, before you thought, hey, if you want to be in the top six, you gotta win 50 games easily. You know what I mean? Now, maybe you can get into the top six with 45 wins. Or
53 and 51 were the two seeds ahead of Sacramento that year. Denver and Memphis.
Kings won 48.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep. Kings won 48, Golden State won 44 to finish a full game clear of the Los Angeles Lakers for the sixth spot. And then the Pelicans, it was Oklahoma City, the final playing spot at 40-42. Jesus, that was 2 years ago.
Man, look at them.
They were 40-42 2 years ago and are 30-6 right now.
Man.
My goodness. My goodness. We'll come back. We will talk more about the Western Conference. So I'll let this linger out there as we step out. Talking about Oklahoma City in this turnaround, who's the most surprising team in the Western Conference?
Okay.
And who's the most disappointing? We'll talk about it. We're thrilled you're here with us. It's D-Lo and KC. Brought to you by Sky River Casino. Get in on the action. Sky River Casino is the place to play. With 2,100 of the newest slot machines and over 80 table games, Sky is the limit at Sky River Casino. Here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. Super Courtside fan Lania is going to be with us today. Second visit here with D'Lo and KC. She was all over Twitter Someone screen grabbed her behind Doug Christie and was like, I love this woman. Like, so do we.
They was going crazy on Twitter for her, man. It was like, oh, she's all of us.
She absolutely is. So Lania is pulling up on us, coming up about 2:45 or so.
Also, John Pauls, I see you in the chatty house. Talking about Monterey Trail Sheldon, last night was a good game, boys basketball. I saw the conclusion of that one. It was a good game. There's going to be a lot of good games this Saturday. Battle at the Trail, 102.5 going to be out there, man. We're going to be on the – DJ Ace is going to be on the ones and twos. I'm going to be out there. Pull up on us. Battle at the Trail is going to be crazy. They got basketball games all day. The headliner is Monterey Trail versus Modesto Christian at Monterey Trail. That's going to be it's going to be a doozy.
Shout out to MC.
It's going to be a doozy. Oh, yeah. What's up? I mean, Sac versus Modesto. I'm here.
MC takes care of business, so.
Trail going
to
win.
What time do people have to get there to get pictures and autographs with you?
Well, I'm going to get there for the 4 o'clock game.
Okay.
That's Sac High's playing in the 4 o'clock game. So I'll be there then.
Okay.
But Rio Americano, they're going to be playing at 2:30. Those aren't your boys. That's actually your rivals, ain't it?
Oh, yeah, Rio is not my people.
Yeah. Rio going to be there. Pleasant Grove going to be there earlier, too.
Okay.
And then Vanden and Lincoln of Stockton, they're playing right after Sac High and right before Monterey Trail. So it's going to be a good look, man. It's going to be a real good look. Battle at the Trail is popping. So John Paul's pull up. Anybody pull up.
Do you charge for autographs?
It's a good question.
Or photos?
I don't charge. People don't even want an autograph or a picture with me half the time.
Okay.
So I don't even know. It's not even in consideration.
Okay, I'm calling cap on all that, but it's fine. It's a good event going on this Saturday. Very, very good. We were talking about the Western Conference a little bit. Here's another question. I know I threw a couple at you before we stepped out here for a minute. Matt George also going to join us in the final hour of the show, by the way.
Shout out to my boy, Matt George.
Is the Western Conference good or not?
It's
the Western Conference has one title contender right now.
Because everyone's like, the Western Conference, you know, in this loaded Western Conference. It's like, are we sure?
I don't think it's loaded. They're similar as far as, like, OKC is the only team that's really set themselves apart. I feel like the Rockets and everyone else is pretty similar. Like, no one's that much better than anyone.
The Western Conference is like maybe one, maybe two teams better than the Eastern Conference. Like their 9-10 is better than the Eastern Conference 9-10.
Okay.
But that's where it's at. Like the top six, you know, the even 7-8, I think are just as good as the 7-8 in the Western Conference. It's actually a lot more balanced than we probably expected.
Okay.
What do you think? You think the Western Conference is...
I don't think it's bad. I just don't... I think the whole, wow, you know, it's going to be tough for the Kings to come back in this conference. Like, no, actually, I think it's the exact opposite.
Kings had an apocalypse for 3 weeks, and they're only about 2.5 games out of the sixth spot.
What the Warriors lost tonight, they're in the play-in?
If the Warriors lose tonight, 18-19, yeah, because I'd imagine Golden State would flip-flop with them.
Yeah.
Or San Antonio would push up. Yeah, San Antonio would move up. Golden State would flip-flop with Sacramento, and Golden State would be at the 11, and Sacramento would be at the 10.
Yeah. Yeah. And Jesse just,
at 18-19, by the way,
right.
Without playing a game in 3 days.
Jesse just pointed out. I mean, the sky was falling.
Yeah,
and here they are.
Yeah, they were coming off a 6-game. They fired their coach.
It was bad. It was really bad.
They fired their coach. They're knocking on the door.
Here they are.
I mean, that's not what we wanted.
Right.
You know, we didn't start this season going, man, I hope they can claw and fight for that 10th spot. That's not what we were talking about. But in the context of the season, it's like, damn, for real?
Yeah. They're right there. And I talk about the 9-10 in the East, or in the West being better than the 9-10 in the East. I know it's different schedules and stuff like that, but the Hawks are 19-18. They're the 9 seed.
Mm-hmm.
The 9 in the West is Golden State. Who's a better team right now, Hawks or the Warriors? I think the Hawks.
It's the Hawks. I think it's the Hawks easily. Right now.
Yeah.
Hawks and Mike McCarthy in back-to-back days. Who are you?
Man, I know, right? Shout out to Mike McCarthy. Poor guy's just sitting at home. Man doesn't have a job, can't go get a job, just sitting on his ass waiting for Jerry to call
him. Can't go get a job.
Literally can't do anything because he has the stupidest clause I've ever seen in a contract in history.
That is crazy. That is wild. And when we kind of broke that down, I'm like, for real?
That's incredible. That man can't talk to nobody. Absolutely nobody. And the one team that asked to talk to him, Jerry said no. So if you're any other team that wants to talk to Mike, you don't even call.
Yeah, because you know he's going to say no.
He publicly said no. Man. Yeah, I don't know who I am anymore with Mike McCarthy and the Atlanta Hawks, but I do think the Hawks are better than the Warriors right now.
Yeah.
I don't think the conference is good. I don't think the conference is good right now. I think Oklahoma City is very good. I think Houston is legit. I think what we're seeing from Memphis is real.
Yeah.
And then this is just kind of what I think Denver is. Like it is a slight step back. It's not a drastic fall off. It's a little bit of a step back, but no one's been able to seize the moment and move ahead of them because Dallas has had these ups and downs. Obviously, they're dealing with injury issues right now. You got the Lakers and the Clippers dealing with what they're dealing with. But even, you know, prior to the tragedies going on down there, they were kind of like, they're not bad. They're not great. They're not bad. Minnesota is, you talk about the, I asked the question, what's the most disappointing team in the conference? Minnesota's got to be, if they're not number, they got to be somewhere near the top of this list.
Yeah, well, they're number two at best.
Behind Sacramento or Phoenix?
Phoenix.
Because Sacramento is disappointing too. Like, I mean, we can't pretend like they're not in this conversation.
They're definitely disappointing. Phoenix is 11th.
Yeah, Phoenix is 16 and 19 right now. They're bullying Bradley Beal. And now all of a sudden, Devin Booker trade, not rumors, but hypotheticals, what ifs are getting thrown out there. So that's probably that. If there is a definitive correct answer to the most disappointing team in the conference, it's Phoenix.
Yeah, because I mean,
but I'm not letting Minnesota skate without getting a couple jabs off.
Minnesota, I don't know why they made that trade.
Well, I think we do know why they made it.
It was a money thing, but it was money also because
it's money sacrificing winning.
Well, they're dumbasses signed Rudy to an extension.
Yeah, that one you'll have to explain to me later. I actually thought it was going to work out just fine. It has not.
Julius is pretty overrated.
19 and 17 isn't. Yeah,
I don't know if he's overrated.
I've watched him murder the Kings too many times.
As much as he's miscast, and some of that is by his own doing. Mick Cronin may say it's tough to coach delusional players.
That's a crazy sentence. Absolutely. Especially when you're talking about your own team. That's crazy.
And Randall thinks he's like the man. And Randall's not the man.
Well, what's New Orleans think? Does New Orleans make this list?
New
Orleans is 7-31.
Yeah, they're disappointing.
But I didn't
know if they're most disappointing.
I was going to say, I think when you talk about most disappointing, you talk about expectations. Mm-hmm. I don't know what I expected from New Orleans. We're scarred by what they did to Sacramento.
Yeah.
I don't know that I thought New Orleans would do anything.
Play in and potentially push for a six.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Potentially. Right. I could see a world where they were a six seed, 5-6 seed, because they got a lot of talent on that team. But, yeah, that 7-win Pelicans team.
That's crazy. They're worse than the Utah Jazz. Oof. They're worse than the Toronto Raptors.
Wow.
They're worse than the Charlotte Hornets, and they're one game better than the dreaded bar of disappointment that is the Washington Wizards. Ted Leonsis is a terrible owner, and no one talks about it. He has, I guess, because he owns the Capitals, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he got the one.
Yeah.
But the Mystics are a mess, and they didn't need to be. The Wizards are awful. I don't know if they needed to be.
The Wizards, they didn't just get bad, but they had a little run where they were making a play. Well, they made the playoffs twice, three times. With Brad and John Wall.
Yeah.
That's been a while. I mean, that was Isaiah Thomas with the Celtics.
So good times.
It's been a while.
Wizards have been irrelevant pretty much forever.
When you talk about the Boston Celtics, will you tell the story of Isaiah Thomas?
Yeah, they messed up. They did him dirty. So like, what do you mean?
Well, is that the conversation?
As far as like his legend, like what he did for those 2 years.
Yeah, just like where does
Isaiah? He might be the 10th best Celtic ever. Like he's a top 5 Celtic
better
for me
than
ever.
Cornbread Maxwell.
Why do you hate Cornbread Maxwell so much? Did he hit on Jasmine? What did that man do to you? You have shaded that man for years.
His numbers retired.
Well, what's wrong with that?
It shouldn't be.
Well, all right.
That run was only about 2.5 years, 2 years or whatever, but he had a massive impact.
What was it, 1 year?
His MVP year was 1 year.
And then where did they go?
He came off the bench for half a season when they traded for him, and then I think he started the year after that, and then he had his MVP season, MVP caliber season.
Mm. Mm. Yeah, Isaiah.
The Paul Pierce trade hurt, and then when they traded Isaiah, I was like, I'll never care about like players getting traded. Like this is ridiculous. Oh. I thought he was the next Paul Pierce. He was like Mr. Celtic for 2 years, and then Danny traded him.
I shouldn't tell you how to
broke him and then traded.
Yeah,
him.
No, they broke him legit.
I shouldn't tell you how to feel about players getting traded, but it was time for Paul to go.
It was. He was a legend.
All right, Paul. See you later. See you later, Paul. Went to Brooklyn with Garnett. And they were like,
that was an inside
let's
job.
Let's go. I'm sorry. Let's go.
What did they do?
They were like, oh, boy.
Got a Sports Let's Illustrated go. Cover.
They thought they had something.
Oh, they did have the SI cover.
It was Joe Johnson, Darren Williams, I believe.
That's as bad as the Lakers one.
Darren Williams, wow.
That's as bad as Kobe Nash and Dwight.
Yeah. Yeah, they didn't make
Sports.
They didn't make the playoffs.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, because.
Oh, was that where.
Kobe got him there, and then he wouldn't be able to
play. He got hurt, yeah, and Dwight got thrown out in his last game.
Yeah.
And Kobe came out to a big pop because he literally walked by him, and everyone swears, and went, you idiot. Jackass. They said Kobe was part of the recruitment for Dwight. Kobe called him and said, I don't care, dude. If you want to be here, be here. If you don't, get out of my face. Hung up the phone. I'm wondering why that man signed elsewhere.